after one. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Good evening, everyone. It is 10 p.m. here on a Friday evening, which means only one thing, and you are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoy Fair, here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thanks to Edward for another great plastic sushi, strawberries, and thyme. Especially his little... you gotta love his themes, you know. And I know... You know, whatever, Valentine's Day is coming up here, but that was a very special and interesting look at the holiday. Any event, we do not have a theme like that lined up for you this evening here. However, if you are familiar with the Squid Pod, we are going to be taking a look back at the 80s here, as we always do each Friday evening. This is the start of the spring semester here at WMFO, so I am back to my regular one-hour show this evening. So let's not waste any more time and dive right into it.
Across the floor, you can stand against the wall, painted in a corner.
Make
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. Here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We started that set off with Jim Walker and Something to Remember Me By. That's off of the 3 O'Clock High soundtrack from 1987. 3 O'Clock High was an 80s high school movie directed by Phil Jonu, who was also known as a director of a number of U2's music videos, including the 1988 rockumentary Rattle and Hum. Don't know much about Jim Walker, but I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but that track features at the end of the movie there. And if you like 80s high school movies, this one is definitely not as well known as, say, 16 Candles or Breakfast Club, but I highly recommend it. It's pretty good, pretty funny. Any event, then we heard Care and My Boyish Days from their 1997 compilation Diamonds and Emeralds. The track was originally released in 1983. Care never released a full-length album. They had like three, I guess maybe EPs if you want to call them that, or whatnot. But Diamonds and Emeralds was a compilation of all their releases and some other unreleased tracks. And we wrapped it up there with A Flock of Seagulls and Wishing. If I Had a Photograph of You, from their 1983 release, Listen. Which is what I hope you keep doing here for the rest of this hour. And I'm running behind here. I just got so much to play for you this evening here, so I'm going to shut up and get back into it. And we'll start it off with Lena Lovitch.
Is that them?
No. It's us. Those are ordinary cephalopods. Squid, octopus.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Welcome back. You are in the midst of Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Taking another look back at the 80s, as we always do here every Friday evening. We started off that set with Lena Lovitch and Birdsong from her 1979 release, Flex. Section 25 was in there giving us Sprinkling Petals into Hell. That's from their 1988 release, Love and Hate. They were formed in Lancashire in 1978. And their name is from a provision of the UK's Mental Health Act of 1983, which allowed for compulsory detention. A little fun fact for you there. The Lords of the New Church. From their 1982 self-titled debut, we heard the track New Church. They were a punk supergroup, if you will, formed in 82 by Steve Batters of the Dead Boys, Brian James of The Damned, Dave Traguna of Sham 69, and Nick Turner of The Barracudas. And after the Lords of the New Church, we wrapped it up there with Bad Brains and Pay to Come, originally from 1980. It's from their Black Dots compilation from 1996. It's a collection of their early tracks. That version of Pay to Come is a little bit longer than the original single. And that particular version I just played there was included on Martin Scorsese's 1985 film After Hours, starring Griffin Dunne. One of my favorites. If you were really wondering. All right. Still got a bit of... What, we got 22 minutes to go here before the ladies of You Know We Had to Do It to Them take over. So let's dive back into it with Kate Bush.
Escape me.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and before I leave you, let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off that set with Kate Bush and Cloud Bursting from her 1985 release, Hounds of Love. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark gave us Souvenir from their 1981 release, Architecture and Morality. Pet Shop Boys was in there with Domino Dancing from their 1988 release, Introspective. Blancmange wrapped it up there with Don't Tell Me from Mange 2 from 1984. It was one of their biggest hits, reaching number 8 in the UK singles chart and number 44 here on the US dance chart. I'll be back next week at 10 p.m. sharp, so be sure to tune in. As a reminder, you can always catch the archive versions of the show, as well as the playlist at the station's website at WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link. And should you have any questions, comments, or requests, or love letters, you can always email me at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. And of course, be sure to follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. I'll leave you with local 80s legends, Treat Her Right. Have a great weekend, everyone.
She likes me, that's what I think. say. I look at her, she don't look away. I tell her that I play for a treat her right. She asks me if I'm gonna play tonight. Yeah. Nicely, can I buy you